I am delighted to welcome Valerie Trebellier of Lalipuna to English Everyone. Lalipuna is an electropop band based in Munich, and Two Windows is our album of the week. Valerie, this album was 2 years in the making and 7 years on from your last album. Why have you come back now?
I started a family and I worked as a journalist, so I sort of took off from music. It's not that I really wanted to do, it's just quite a normal development, I guess, for people who get children. And there was a point when I sort of decided, you know, for the other side, for the family and for my normal job, and I then sort of regret, you know, that, because I think it's not working if you just give up on what you want to do and what you like to do. So I said, I love my children, but I want to do a record. And so I started recording an album again.
And this album is your fifth studio album, and it has been described as a new beginning or a renaissance of sorts for you. How does the music convey that?
It's a new beginning for Lalipuna because I used to have the band with my husband, Markus Acher, and we separated. So I sort of continued on my own, and I mean with the other people in the band, but the songwriting is only me, of course, now. And so it's a new start, and I wanted the band to sound also differently. So I listened a lot to dance music the last years, and I wanted to transport some of the stuff that I liked about dance music in the sound of Lalipuna.
So that is the main difference you feel now, it's the dance music aspect. Is there anything else that you'd say is different about your music this time around?
I think Lalipuna will always stay Lalipuna because of the voice, because it's always similar. Because I, you know, after Markus went out of the band, I thought about renaming the band and maybe, you know, start a new project. But it always will sound like Lalipuna because the voice is like it is, and it's sort of limited, of course. And so, yes, I think maybe, you know, there is a development in the lyrics, of course, because it sort of reflects about the last time, you know, on a personal basis, but also on a political basis. So there is a development, of course, but I always wanted to, you know, have that in my lyrics, you know, that political aspect. So that's maybe a little change. I don't know.
Well, it's a very different world politically, I think, to the world you released your last album in. How has that affected your desire to make your music political?
It really started, you know, that I wanted to become the lyrics more political. It already started on Scary World Theory, I guess, because it's at that time. Scary World Theory, I made the promotion on September 11, and of course I stopped promotion to promote the album, but the title of the record totally, you know, lost the original meaning, because it became a sort of political in a way, and I always now have problems to sing that song live. It's because of the lyrics. They weren't meant, you know, like that. But they now are. The reception is different. Also, my attitude towards the song is different because the lyrics change in the reception. And I always think it's difficult to react in a very, very direct way on the political stuff happening in the world, because I think you need a lot of time, maybe. I'm not a total fan of, you know, if there's terrorist attack, and I mean, of course, you're totally hurt by it, but I'm not a total fan of people, you know, immediately writing a song about it. But I did it nevertheless, I sort of did that on Her Daily Black because it also reflects my work as a journalist, because I work as a radio station too. So, and we have a daily magazine. It's about politics and pop culture, and it's difficult to go to work. I mean, it's of course more difficult if you are involved in a terrorist attack, and it's not really good for me to tell about my job, about, you know, dealing with it. But it's I have to deal a lot with it, and it's in a way it's really difficult to not react totally emotional after that happening. And so it sort of reflects that maybe that every people or every person has that, you know, after something really, really catastrophic happens, and you know, you see it in the reaction of people on Facebook. It's really strange, you know. Everybody was like, I am, you know, Paris or whatever. Now it's really so different how people react on the terrorist attacks, because they get used to it, and it's sort of our world now. And I think it's really difficult, because I, in a sort of way, you never get used to death, you know. You shouldn't.
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't be, it would be a terrible thing, I think, if we got accustomed to that sort of thing. Do you think it's made the world a smaller place or driven people further apart?
I think we live in quite a complex time, you know, because in a way the world gets smaller because of the social media. You know, if you post something or Trump Twitters something, the world really gets really, really small. But it's so complex that you can't explain everything to everybody anymore, and that makes it so difficult. And that's also something I wanted to reflect on that album, and also on our inventions, because I always dealt a lot about, you know, new technology. And people now write often, oh, Valerie isn't fond of new technology. But it's not like that. It's just that I really, you know, I was on the internet really quite in the beginning, because that's when I started to study. And I was really fascinated by it. And now it's really, you know, all the big writers about the Silicon Valley, and you know, they like Sharon Lanier and Sherry Turkle, they have so much critics about how it works today. So we really need to rethink the way we want to have that social media world now, and how it affects us.
So speaking of being around other people, you have collaborated with a few artists on this, Dantal Radioactive Man, Mimi Koff, and Mary Latimore. How do you view the collaboration process, and how has it affected this album?
I wanted to be the album to be a collaborational album in the beginning, because I like to work with other people. And as Marcus, you know, went out of the band, and there wasn't another songwriter, you know, to whom I have the exchange about it, I wanted to connect to other people and have that exchange, and to, you know, that you have the influence of somebody else in the songs. And I asked old friends like Radioactive Man and Dantal, and I asked new people that I got to know, like Mary and Mimi Koff. And it's great, and I love to work with them, but it really takes a long time to collaborate with somebody, because you send the files, then they send it back, and it always takes weeks, you know. So I thought, okay, if I go on like that, I will do a record like in 10 years or something. So I stopped at a certain point. I said, okay, I write the rest of the songs, I will write myself and work it out with Tyson, who the other really important person in the band. So we sort of worked on the rest of the songs ourselves, and I stopped to think about that collaborational aspect then.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I must say, listening to the album, I've absolutely loved the collaborations, especially, I think, personally, Bony Fish. I think it's a fabulous song, and as they all are, really. So,
thank you.
Final question, because I'm interested, I think a few people might be interested. Why is the band called Lali Poona? Why is it the project called Lali Poona?
Oh, it's really simple. It's because Lali is the name my mother still calls me. My whole family calls me that. And it's just that, you know, people get, you know, they get 18 and then some, yeah, maybe it's good to change the name to the name that's in your passport. I don't know. And Poona refers to Busan. It's the city where I was born in Korea. So it's simply Lali from Poona. But I don't really feel so much nationality. I was born in Korea. I then came to Germany. My mother moved to Lisbon, and I then at a certain point came back to Germany. And so I like that, you know, that I came around in the world, and it's not like, you know, being born at a place and then staying there the whole time. So I really feel that, you're connected to so many different places, and it's important to have a home, of course, but it's not totally important to me to be German or to be, you know, like, and nowadays we have that, you are very proud of your city or something. And I think it's more, I like more the aspect that's connecting us to other people than that makes it different, you know.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. It's been really interesting, and it was lovely to learn more about the thoughts behind this album. So Two Windows has been released. It was released on the 8th of September. It has some great tracks on it with some great collaborations. We have just been talking to Valerie Trebellia of Lali Poona. Thank you very much.